Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
We continue to track summertime storm chances over the next couple of days. I'll show you the timing and how the weekend looks coming up.
Plus, the FDA is expected to make a life-changing decision today. It could affect millions across the U.S. battling Alzheimer's. And this morning, we explain how this could help people right here in the Triangle.
And curbing youth crime in Durham. The renewed call to keep children safe just hours after a four-year-old girl was shot and killed.
And the Powerball craze continues this morning. No winner in last night's drawing, so the jackpot grows even larger. How much money is at stake ahead of the upcoming drawing? We hope you have the good fortune of a nice Thursday ahead of you. We're glad you're sharing it with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Our weather numbers, a lot of 80s and 90s. Once again, meteorologist Anthony Baglione in for Elizabeth this morning to walk us through what we can expect.
Yeah, it's going to be very similar to what we've seen the past couple of days. Starting off relatively quiet this morning. We do have just a few spotty showers right now, especially down to the south. Let's say Fayetteville as you head toward I-40. For the most part, though, a lot of us are pretty dry at this point as far as any additional rainfall. Might still be a little bit damp from any of those earlier showers. Going through today, though, as we head into mainly the afternoon and evening, we get that daytime heating and it starts to bubble up here mainly after, let's say, 1 to 2 o'clock or so. Off and on showers and storms through the afternoon commute into this evening. No severe weather expected. Very typical for where we should be for this time of year. But it's a day where, again, like yesterday, I maybe would take the umbrella along with you as you head out this morning. Otherwise, we're at 75 in Raleigh and Durham, 71 in Goldsboro, 73 good morning to in Clinton. Temperatures are not awful, but we are seeing those humidity levels still in that oppressive category like we've been the past couple of days. Our dew point's right about 71. That puts it right up there. If we were, let's say, 50, 59, you see that's that comfortable category. I do not see us getting close to that anytime soon. It is certainly going to feel muggy here into the weekend. Heading for high temperatures today, right about that 90 degree mark, and there are those storm chances here, mainly this afternoon and evening. But as we head into the weekend, we continue to watch, again, storm chances. I'll go over the timing on that here and show you when to plan around those chances of rain coming up here in a few minutes.
Anthony, thanks. Today, help could be on the way for millions of people living with Alzheimer's. For the first time, the FDA may give full approval to a drug designed to slow the progression of the disease. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning with how it works and the hope it is providing. Kelsey, good morning.
Good morning. That drug is called Leqembi. A clinical trial showed that the drug slowed down cognitive decline by 27% in patients who have the early stage of Alzheimer's, a disease that's impacting more than 300,000 North Carolinians. Here's how that drug works. It identifies and attacks certain proteins that are in your body when you have Alzheimer's. When it breaks down those proteins, it slows down the disease. If the drug gets approved today, Leqembi would be the first drug that slows the progression of Alzheimer's to get full FDA approval. It's expected to cost around $25,000 a year for treatment. That's from the North Carolina Medical Society. Now, Leqembi was fast-tracked for FDA approval back in January. The National Council on Aging says that more than 140 other drugs are on clinical trial right now to treat Alzheimer's. You may have heard of the drug Aduhelm a while back. It does the same thing as Leqembi. It slows down the progression of Alzheimer's, but that only has conditional approval and its benefits haven't been fully proven. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Also this morning on Today, NBC News senior medical correspondent Dr. John Torres is breaking down the potential cost to patients, how much might be covered by Medicare. Today airs at 7 o'clock on WRAL.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after a shooting on New Bern Avenue. This happened in the Friendship Plaza shopping center near Wake Med around 8:30 last night. Police say a man was shot in the leg. He was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. Police have not released any information about a potential shooter.
Raleigh police are also investigating two other shootings that happened in the city. A man was shot on Brewer Street near Five Points at about 6 yesterday evening. Just a few hours before that, another man was shot at the On Point gun range in Northeast Raleigh. That man was taken to the hospital with serious injuries.
A shooting that left a 4-year-old dead and a 15-year-old fighting for her life is renewing the call for solutions to gun violence in Durham. The shooting happened at a home on North Guthrie Avenue around 1:45 Wednesday afternoon. Police responding to a call of an overdose found the kids shot. Both of them were rushed to the hospital. The 4-year-old girl died. Police took a man into custody in connection with the shootings.
Renee, with that latest shooting, there are now more than 20 young people who have been shot in Durham this year. This is video from some of those scenes. Parents and community organizers tell WRAL they're devastated and frustrated and tired of waiting for answers. A city councilman tells us partnerships between government and community will help to stop this disturbing trend.
Imagine if community was an action word. That is what will solve some of these issues that we're dealing with on a daily basis.
And we're pushing investigators for more details about the man taken into custody and his connection to Wednesday's shooting.
It is now safe to drink the water again in Selma. Officials lifted the boil water advisory last night. It was issued after a water main break was repaired on Monday at River Road near Thompson Drive.
This morning, the State Board of Elections will consider certifying a new voting system for upcoming elections. It's called the Election System Software, ESS. This is video from a demonstration of that software last week. It's designed to prepare, cast, and count ballots and includes ballot tabulators, marking devices, and election management computers. A certified voting system testing laboratory says the system meets the requirements of the state.
As you wake up this morning, you'll be heading into work like us or going about your normal routine. That's because no one won the Powerball last night. The jackpot, now an estimated $590 million. If you win, the take-home cash value would be a little more than $300 million. The next drawing is Saturday night right here on WREL. You'll still want to check your numbers because someone in North Carolina won $100,000. Not too bad. So here are those numbers. 17, 24, 48, 62, 68. The Powerball was 23.
All right, drivers, heads up. If you are driving through Orange County tonight, construction begins on MLK Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. Crews will shut down one lane in each direction on that road at Estes Drive. Work begins tonight at 7 and it should wrap up tomorrow morning at 6.
Three people, including a 17-year-old, are facing charges in Rocky Mount after a drive-by shooting that left another 17-year-old hurt. The shooting happened at around 7:15 Monday night on Clark Street. The teen who was shot was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. The 17-year-old who was arrested is charged with assault with a deadly weapon. These men, 18-year-old Lloyd Evans and 23-year-old Dewan Dickers, are also facing charges. Evans is charged with resisting, obstruction, or delaying justice. Dickers was arrested on a warrant for a stolen firearm. Police seized 9 guns from an apartment on Leggett Road as part of the investigation.
At least 5 people are in the hospital this morning, including 2 children, after being shot at a Florida apartment complex. Police in Fort Lauderdale say a group of people confronted another in the courtyard, and that's when the shots were fired. It happened last night just before 9. Investigators have not made any arrests.
A Fayetteville road is back open after a sinkhole caused traffic delays. The sinkhole opened up on Cliffdale Road between McPherson Church Road and Kirkwood Drive yesterday. As you can see, the sinkhole was about 4 feet wide with a car straddling it. A woman says she felt her car drop as it passed over the sinkhole. There were no injuries and no obvious damage to the car.
Raleigh City Council is apologizing this morning to African-American citizens for its racist past. Leaders unanimously approved a resolution that authorizes city staff to create and fund programs that promote equality. Raleigh joins other cities like Durham and Asheville, which have done something similar. The council did not discuss any monetary reparations. Well, coming up on 440 and shocking new details about the suspect accused of shooting and killing 5 people in Philadelphia. What he says his motives were for shooting the people, including children in his neighborhood. Plus,
we're just thankful that we're here to be able to share this story.
Only on WREL, a family of 6 shares their story of how they lost their home in a 4th of July fire. And here's a live look at the DBAP this morning. We could see some rain this morning. Anthony Baglione will tell us where and when to expect showers.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
Welcome back. It is 4:43 here on this Thursday morning. We continue to track those warm temperatures this afternoon, starting off relatively comfortable. 74 here for most of us the next couple of hours. We're going to head for highs, though, near 90 this afternoon, including the chance of some showers and storms. And those chances really last with us into the weekend. Notice, though, no day is a complete washout. It's just where we start off relatively dry. We get the afternoon heating, some storms bubble up, and then into the evening they start to fizzle out. The best chances, though, at this point look like they'll be here on Monday at about a 60% chance Monday evening. That's where we're looking at that best chance as well. There's the outlook here from the Climate Prediction Center over the next week or so. We're looking at near normal as far as our precipitation.
Philadelphia police say the person accused of shooting and killing five people said he wanted to clean up the neighborhood. 40-year-old Kim Brady Carricker appeared in court for the first time Wednesday for the July 3rd ambush. Two children were also hurt in the attack. The district attorney says the shooting was obviously planned. Investigators say Carricker was armed with an AR-15 style rifle, multiple rounds of ammunition, and was wearing a bulletproof vest. Authorities say some people who lived with the shooter say he often wore a bulletproof vest. Investigators are now looking into social media posts made by Carricker about weapons and pro-gun groups.
Only on WRAL, a Knightdale family lost their home in a 4th of July fire, and now that family of six is sharing their story as they work to rebuild. The fire happened in the Poplar Creek subdivision just off Poole Road. The WRAL breaking news tracker captured those flames shooting out of the home. Torrin and Catherine Brown moved into the home 7 months ago, and they shared how grateful they are that everyone got out safely.
I say we blessed. Because, you know, this could have happened at night. I'm just thankful that we're here to be able to share this story.
The Browns are both counselors for Wake County Schools, and a GoFundMe account has been started to help the family. The couple is stressing everyone should have an escape plan.
The GOP-led legislature is likely to overturn three new vetoes issued by Governor Roy Cooper. Yesterday, Cooper vetoed the so-called Parents' Bill of Rights. It would force teachers or other school employees to out transgender children to their parents, even if the student opposes it. He also vetoed a bill that would ban schools from allowing trans girls to play girls' sports from middle school through college. And he vetoed a bill banning doctors from providing medical care to transgender people under the age of 18, such as puberty blockers or surgery, even if the parents approve.
Tonight, we'll learn more about what will be included in Rollsville's Main Street corridor. The town plans to develop Main Street and turn it into a true town center. Town staff recommends defining the corridor as any property within 500 feet of the Main Street center line between Highway 401 and Yonge Street. Town leaders will talk about these plans at their meeting tonight at 7. South Main Street between Highway 401 and Yonge Street within 500 feet in each direction at any point, as we said, from that Main Street center line. That's according to a staff report.
You want to be extra alert the next time you head to the beach. Not only are there rip currents, but there is a creature lurking in the water, and it's harmful. Check these out. Portuguese man-o-wars have been spotted at beaches like Surf City, Oak Island, and Sunset Beach. They're similar to jellyfish and have a powerful sting. So far, six people have been stung at Oak Island alone. We talked to a first responder there who explained what you should do if you come across a man-o-war.
Cover it up if you can, you know, cover up with sand, because that way somebody else won't accidentally step on it. Leave it alone. If you know, you're not going to get it back in the water. Once they hit the land, they're dead. They're done. If you do get stung, the best thing they want you to do is flush the area. If you have vinegar, that's the best because it neutralizes the toxin.
And just a heads up, man-o-wars can still sting you weeks after they've washed ashore. Be on the lookout for purple flags on the beach. They indicate an abundance of potentially hazardous marine life, such as man-o-wars.
Didn't know that's still dangerous even after they wash up on shore right there. We're going to show you right down Salem Street here in Apex. It is dry there. There were parts of our viewing area. They got pretty wet last night. Anthony Baglione in the WRN Severe Weather Center. What are those temperatures looking like right now?
Yeah, yesterday evening certainly was a pretty active one with some showers and storms. I don't think today will be quite as active in that we're not expecting severe thunderstorm warnings and things like that. Starting off relatively quiet, though, yeah, temperature is not too bad. We're at 75 in Raleigh and Durham, 71 in Goldsboro, 72. Good morning to you in South Hill, Virginia. Temperature-wise, not bad. Those dew points, though, that measure of the moisture in the air, they are still up there. So you're going to feel that humidity as we go through today. We started off here a couple hours ago with a few light showers, not really any thunderstorms at this point. We go through the morning commute, though. There's, yes, a chance of a stray shower, but I think a lot of us are going to see a pretty dry start to the day. Not a huge abundance of rain out there right now. Into this afternoon and evening, though, even there's lunchtime looking pretty good, but we start to get that daytime heating. It adds some fuel to some of these storms, and I think like yesterday, we'll see that chance again this afternoon. There's 5 o'clock as you're out and about, maybe having evening dinner plans, things like that. You might want the umbrella handy just in case. There's, we head to later on tonight. Again, a stray shower is still possible by about 11 o'clock or so, but on the whole, once that sun goes down, we should be looking good. Afternoon storms today, we'll see highs near 90, 89 there in Raleigh, 89 there as we head closer to Goldsboro, Rocky Mount, 88, 91 in Roxboro. Everyone about where we should be for this time of year. Our normal is right about that 90 degree mark, and so if you're headed out to the beaches, of course, be careful of the man-o-wars that we were talking about a second ago. But we have low rip current threats, which is great. We've seen these kind of up in that high category, moderate category the past couple of days, certainly over July 4th weekend. Very, very busy with lots of rescues. So thankfully today they are all low. Still, though, be careful if you're headed out. Make sure to use some extra caution. If you're headed out to the beaches tomorrow here to kick off the weekend, we're at 84 in Wrightsville, 90 Nags Head, just a few showers and storms. On the whole, though, looking like a pretty nice couple of days here to get some of that beach relaxation in. Into the weekend, though, I mentioned it as we head even up until Sunday and Monday, looks like scattered showers and storms are possible. That would mainly be directed into the afternoons and evenings. So I think as we head into Sunday, for instance, we'll wake up relatively dry and then get some more showers and storms into the afternoon. Notice over the next couple of days, we really do see temperatures about where we should be. We're at 89 today, 94 tomorrow, a slight cool down there, cool down into next week at 88 on Monday. Off and on shower and storm chances the next couple of days. Tuesday and Wednesday, though, by the way, of next week, look gorgeous. Tons of sunshine, maybe a little bit lower humidity, guys, and those temperatures still right about 91, 92.
Looking forward to that. Anthony, thank you. This is not something you see every day in North Carolina. A water buffalo on the loose. And not just one, but three water buffaloes, creating a little traffic chaos at a busy intersection.
Goodness. How more than 80 acres of farmland is being transformed into a healing space. How it will not only help animals, but children. Certainly it is officially summertime, and beyond battling the heat like we all are doing, trying to beat that back, cutting down and keeping up with our growing grass, plants, and weeds.
Five on Your Side's Keely Arthur shares some suggestions and tools to help set you up for a lovely landscape this season and beyond.
Amid droughts, extreme heat, and other things, people are welcoming clover into their lawns and trying other traditional lawn alternatives. But no matter what kind of yard you're working with, a good lawnmower might come in handy.
It's easy to get distracted by the features that some of these units come with. But if you've got a quarter acre or less, the basic unit will cut your lawn and keep it looking great throughout the summer.
Go green and get a mower with top scores for even cutting, mulching, and handling with this electric battery-powered skill.
A good trimmer can really tidy up an outdoor space. Consumer Reports tests string trimmers based on its ability to handle tall grasses, weeds, and how quickly and neatly they can trim along walkways. Consumer Reports says electric battery-powered ones are the ones to beat.
The great thing about these battery platforms is that most manufacturers are offering a variety of products that work with the same battery.
This EcoString trimmer earns top scores across the board, and you can use that same battery and charger for Ego's electric hedge trimmers. Finally, keep your lawn and plants hydrated. Consider a smart hose timer.
Smart hose timers are basically just timers you can control on your phone. It helps with making sure that you're not overwatering your plants.
This Devo smart sprinkler is an affordable option that works well with Amazon Alexa and Google Home. Keely Arthur, Five on Your Side.
A chainsaw can also come in handy when cleaning up fallen branches and limbs after summer storms. CR Consumer Reports also recommends the chainsaw in EGO's electric lawn tool lineup.
83 acres of farmland in rural Chapel Hill is being transformed into a one-of-a-kind healing space and sanctuary for animals and young people. Located 15 minutes from downtown, Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary will be ready to welcome its first animals this fall. The finished site will include full-service veterinary clinic and surgical center, fields of open space for rescued dogs and cats, a horse ranch, hiking trails, training centers, and workshops for kids.
Our goal here is to bring animals in, give them a safe place to decompress, do behavior evaluations, give them the, you know, amazing medical care, and then have them go to a foster. So they're not coming right out of a shelter into a foster home, kind of just all terrified, because it's very traumatic in shelters for animals.
And you can learn more about the people behind Beautiful Together and their mission by finding this story on WRAL.com.
Well, this is something you don't see in North Carolina, a Chinese water buffalo roaming the street. This is TikTok video showing the buffalo going through a red light and then crossing at a busy intersection in Charlotte. The saga began when three illegally owned Chinese water buffalo were running loose in the area. Police managed to capture two. The one you see here got away and took a stroll. They later captured it. The video has garnered over a million views already.
I think he stopped at the light there just for a quick second. Way to abide by the laws, right? Crazy stuff. Today, history could be made when it comes to treating Alzheimer's. And coming up, WRAL's Kelsey Coffey will explain how it works ahead of the FDA's decision that's expected today.
Shark attacks are being reported up and down the East Coast. Coming up at 5, Ken Smith will talk about some of the misconceptions when it comes to shark attacks.
And a new report shows more people are not making credit card payments on time. How this could affect credit extensions in the future.